The Tanana Chiefs Conference annual convention is happening in Fairbanks this week. Yesterday, delegates heard from four interior men the organization believes were wrongly convicted of murder. The men, known as the Fairbanks Four, George Fries, Kevin Pease, Marvin Roberts, and Eugene Vent, are serving long prison sentences for the 1997 beating death of teenager John Hartman in downtown Fairbanks. It's a case that's long drawn questions. KUAC's Dan Bross reports.
Many are suspect about the Fairbanks Four convictions because the men were heavily intoxicated the night the murder occurred, and there's no physical evidence tying them to the brutal crime, as well as allegations of racism and how the young defendants were treated. The Tanana Chiefs Conference has stepped up efforts to get new information in the case in recent years with a reward fund. TCC Justice Task Force Chair Shirley Lee says the Fairbanks Four connected with convention delegates Tuesday from prison via video and audio conference.
It was a chance for the boys to say thank you for all the efforts everyone's been doing on their behalf. So it meant a lot to them.
The Alaska Innocence Project has been working the Fairbanks Four case for several years, trying to pry loose new information and challenge the convictions. Director Bill Oberle, who also spoke to TCC delegates, says progress has been slow.
Back in October, I thought we would have filed by now, but we've run into some dead ends that I thought were going to develop. So we have to keep digging. And again, you know, 15 years, memories fade. It's difficult.
A friend of the four convicted men, Edgar Henry, says he has faith they'll be freed because he knows they're innocent. He says he was out partying with them the night of the Hartman murder.
But because everybody was so drunk that night, you know, we can't remember really, you know, what happened, you know, but we know that, you know, we were all together, you know, at this parties.
Another Fairbanks Four supporter, Sky Malamute, was a young girl in 1997, but says she remembers seeing one of the men, Marvin Roberts, at her uncle's downtown wedding reception.
I wasn't old enough to stay out, of course, but I had seen him early in the night with my cousin, Daniel. And, you know, so there's no way that he could have done this because he was at the hall with everyone.
Malamute credits the Free the Fairbanks Four effort, including a blog with educating people about the case. Organizer April Monroe Frick had mixed feelings following yesterday's video conference.
It's good to see them. It's powerful to see them. It's always very humbling to hear them talk about the impact the support has on keeping them going. But it's sad. It's not as things should be.
The ultimate goal of the Free the Fairbanks Four effort is a declaration of innocence or new trial for the four men who are now in their 30s. Monroe Frick reports raising $6,500 for the legal effort following Tuesday's conference calls and presentations at the TCC convention. In Fairbanks, I'm Dan Bross.